What is personal branding? Have you ever wondered what personal branding is? Well, today we're going to go over how to present yourself in the best way as your image. We're also going to talk to Sam, the brand coach, and how to show up in your messaging and on social media, and also how to maneuver and getting through personal brand with capital with Haley Happy today.
You're listening to More Style, a podcast to help you transform your image and transform your influence.
So thank you, ladies, for being on the show today. I'm really excited to get into what is personal branding. So I think today I'm just going to go over really fast, like who I am. If you don't know who I am, I'm Celeste Moore. I'm a certified image consultant, and I help entrepreneurs create, discover, and master their own unique style so that they can show up as the best versions of themselves. And I'm going to talk to you, Sam. Let's just introduce yourself, if you will, to everybody here.
Yes, of course. If you don't know me, my name is Sam, but I also go by Sam the Branding Coach, and I help people build strategic brands, service-based businesses, entrepreneurs, anyone really looking to tell their story, whether it be on social media, through their website, or just online in general. I really specialize in helping people create that strategic brand.
Well, love them. I'm super excited to ask you the question. Oh, yeah. Haley Happy with Wise Capital. Let's please introduce yourself to our audience, and then we can...
Yeah, for sure. Thanks so much for having us on your show today. We really appreciate that. I'm Haley Hoppe. I'm founder of GrowWise Capital. I help businesses get funding, very simply put, so you can grow and expand and take your business to the next level.
So you can grow wiser.
Yeah, we implement a lot of strategies that are very creative strategies to help obtain funding. So just because, you know, you don't know how to do it, or I can't because I've got bad credit, or all these reasons, there's always a way around that. So we're very creative with that and help you grow wiser in your business.
And I love that all of our businesses, they create how building personal brand, because there are such, there's certain levels and people get that really confused. And I think that's really important that each and every one of us can discuss today. But personal brand is just not about your website or your logo. It's about your messaging, how you're showing up on social media, which Sam will talk to you about. It is, how are you able to get and build your brand without capital? You clearly need capital. So Haley's going to discuss that. And today also, how to show up as your best version of yourself by wearing the right colors, the right style, and really amplifying your presence. So Sam, I'd love to ask you a few questions.
Please.
What is a step-by-step process that someone could think about when they're just starting off as a entrepreneur, a business owner, to one, to learn in what their personal brand is? Like, how do you walk through those steps with a new client?
So my favorite thing to start with is honestly, like, identifying your why. And I say that because that was my own path. So when I actually founded my company, Polaris Creatives, and, you know, do business as Sam the Branding Coach, I wanted to start out as like doing websites and doing the whole thing. And it was very interesting because I was going through old notes and I actually found something that was like, I want to build a business that helps entrepreneurs build their brand, market strategically. But a part of it was onboarding, because I see such a lack of onboarding throughout, I don't even know what the word is, but when you see in corporations, onboarding has just like this amazing structure, but when you're in entrepreneurship, there's a lack of. Anyway, I found this note. And so when I was thinking about how I wanted to approach my audience and how I wanted to talk to people, I had to go back to my why. So I help my clients do the same exact thing. You need to go back to the foundation of why it is that you're starting your business and who it is that you're helping. So I literally talk about discovering your why, your what, and your how. Your why. Why are you doing this? What are you offering? And how are you going to help people? Because that is the thing that is going to build the foundation of your brand. If you don't start there, then you can build things, but at the end of the day, when you go back, it's not going to feel sustained. It's not going to feel fulfilled. There's going to be a lot of broken and missing pieces when it comes down to trying to get funding or trying to go to places, because people actually check your website. It's a legal requirement to have a website with an LLC. Like, you have to have those things. But especially when you think about funding perspective, you need to have your messaging super, super crystal clear. Like, people want to understand what you're doing to a large extent. And if you're unclear on that, as far as messaging, as far as marketing, as far as your socials, there's just no way to go.
I love that. And it's so clear to me that not only once you create the brand with them, right? They know their messaging, they know who their target audience is. But the one thing that I think you provide that other people are missing, at least in my experience, is that, okay, here's your brand, right? Here's all the things you need to do. Let's create the website, the logo, all the but the marketing piece, right? It's like, I know that you're not the marketer, but you give all of the information so that they can potentially take it to a marketer, because that was one thing that was missing. And that's where you're really going to build the business.
Yes. So like my ultimate foundation that I saw through working through venture capitalist firms, through working with small businesses, through working with boutique marketing firms, was that when you hired a social media manager, there was a lack of transfer of knowledge, which absolutely killed people's trust in marketers and just able to hire someone. And marketing agencies charge tens of thousands of dollars for what? A PDF file to give your branding, to give, like, as far as the fonts and logos and schemes. They don't tell you your tone. They don't tell you your message. They maybe give you a marketing plan. But at the end of the day, you don't know what's going on behind this. So my whole foundation of my business is to help entrepreneurs find their own message, understand their message so that they can understand, God forbid, if their social media marketer disappears, just they have to be fired. You just disconnect, whatever the case is, and you need to post on Instagram. How are you going to show up? Do you know what you're doing? So I want to teach business owners that, because it's the same critical information as knowing how to set up a business bank account, knowing how to get an LLC. I think that it is as critical as that information. So for me, I'm like, please go through, know those foundations, learn how to market yourself, and then pass it along to someone. And like you said, I don't do the marketing piece, but eventually that will be a part of my team, to have a trustworthy team of social media managers, because at the end of the day, we all need someone to trust.
100%. I think that's why we all do business together. You know, Sam has helped me with my marketing, my messaging, as I've pivoted working with speakers and entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Haley has been instrumental in the growth of my business. And so building that trust between us, I mean, we were all referred to one another through colleagues.
Yep.
Friends, yeah.
And that's just how business is built.
Yep.
But so I love that so much. And I think just to add a little piece to that, once you have your message dialed in, you have to understand that it's not just going to be what shows up on social brand shoot. You should be wearing those colors that are going to represent your message.
Sure.
And there's a lot of, oh, I took really great photos, or I have a very great videographer, without a videographer saying, no, this is your message, this is your avatar. Let's really dial in that. So taking that messaging, taking that outside appearance, making sure mesh in the state is hugely important, so that when you have those photos, they know without reading the message yet, but then they read the message, everything is in sync. And then the ability to build this brand, I will let Haley talk about, how is it someone can find someone like you, because you're a rare gem, girl.
Yeah, right now we're working so much off of referral business because of this, right? Like, oh, well, Haley helped me out, so we're going to do that. But social media is like the biggest way to go find me. And it's honestly, it's our business card nowadays. And it's so important. And I just wanted to piggyback on what you guys were talking about in image consulting. Like, if you wanted to go into a bank, or, you know, if you're going to talk to your bankers or institutions, like, well, you've got to present yourself where people take you seriously. If you're going to go in and ask for a large sum of money, you have to look worthy, right? You have to feel worthy. You have to be confident in the way you're going in. And I think, you know, what you do is so amazing, because the outfits that you put on, you know, the clothes that you wear really build that confidence. But, you know, and then I really wanted to talk about mindset, because when it comes to, you know, any of these aspects, mindset is so, so important. If you're going to grow your business, you know, it's a constant evolution of yourself and personal growth, and pushing yourself towards, you know, these so-called limitations that we have put on ourselves, and to kind of break those programs. But around money, it's really important to realize that you need to, as a business owner, you need to spend some money to make some money. This is just how it goes. So you have to invest in yourself and invest in your business and doing, you know, obviously social media, branding, that messaging, so important. Banks are going to look at all that stuff. They're going to look at all of that. How you present yourself in your pictures, what kind of stuff you got going on. They want to see a beautiful brand that they feel confident in backing. So that just really important things that I wanted to touch on.
Oh, no, we were talking earlier about mindset. And like, I think that's an untouched market in the sense of like when you become, even if you leave corporate or if you've been an entrepreneur the whole time, it's almost just like the flow, like the energetic flow of money and how to allow it to come in and then how to allow for good debt, how to allow that it's going back, just creating that shift in perspective really helps as an entrepreneur. And if you don't do that, it's really, I think it's detrimental to your business.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then me, like how I met you through a good friend of ours.
Oh, hey, Coach.
Yeah, hey, Coach.
Coach
Paul, if you're watching this on live. I came to the point in my business where I was like, I was really stuck. I was like, I know what my brand is and where I want to go with it. But no one educates you on how to get the, or how to move forward, how to get funding and or the right funding. That's the other thing. Because, you know, Haley is so up to date with all of the laws and the things that are constantly changing and finding the best ways for your brand and your business. And that was invaluable. That was huge for me. And I'm so grateful for just meeting you in that aspect to really help me look at my business in a different way. Okay, so this is the creation of making the brand move in different ways. And yeah, so finding you was great. How, my next question really is, what does that process look like? What is like, can you break down the step-by-step process in the pre-funding, the actual funding?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, nowadays, if you're just starting off and you have a business, you can absolutely go get funding. If you started it, you know, a week ago, you can go get funding. There's a lender for everybody. For everyone. And, you know, navigating that financial landscape can be really daunting and it's a lot. And that's why you have people like me. So, you know, to make this process easier. But to get ready for funding, you know, you want to have some ducks in a row and make sure that you're prepared. And one of those is nowadays, a lot of banks are doing personal guarantees. That's just how the quickest way to get funding is when you personally guarantee, which means we're leveraging your really good personal credit to gain access to capital for your business. Second way, if you're an established business, you could go ahead and maybe you have business credit already built or corporate credit already built. With them, we can use your EIN only, you know, as an alternative. But there's layers to this. So you can work your way to that. But at first, we want to use your personal credit as the guarantor because it's the fastest way to get funding. So, you know, otherwise, this could be a very, very long road.
It could be. So, you know, just be prepared that you're not going to go in borrow and expect to have fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I want to touch on that. It's not about your score. It's about your profile. This is so, so important. It's not just about your credit score. It's about your whole profile. So we're talking about hard inquiries, utilization, credit utilization, all of these factors, how many open positive accounts that you have. You want to have at least 12. You want to have less than 3 inquiries on each bureau, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, you know, to go for funding. So
it's been so interesting, though, because like for me, being 20, almost 26 as a business owner, and like we've had a couple of rejections on my end.
Yeah.
Just because my credit profile is so new.
Right.
And like because I'm so young.
Right.
And like that's very interesting to have to go in to like talk to banks and be like, oh, hey, like I'm actually a business owner. Like I'm trying to make money, build money, and all those things. So like, please trust me with money. But
right, you know, it's you have to get a little uncomfortable to grow. So, and I think going in these spaces, it's just like you have to know a little bit about every aspect of your business to be successful. So that includes like, you know, cleaning your house is like I mean, like all houses, mm-hmm. right? Like, yeah, not just your physical home, but your financial home, you know, all of these things, you know, the way that you present yourself, the like cleaning your house, like, okay, my social media had a bunch of personal stuff on it. And now I probably should archive that
down.
We should archive that. Yeah. And, you know, and then, you know, kind of pivot from there and like really focus on the business and how you can use your social media or your brand to make you money.
Yeah. Well, even, I mean, you're working with Haley right now, as you talked about that, you've archived a lot of things on your Instagram.
Yeah.
You wanted to keep the followers, but you want to really focus on one business, not multiple businesses. Yeah. And then, Sam, what does that look like for Haley as she's, you know, I wouldn't say pivoting, she's just like really focusing on one brand for someone who had multiple.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually not uncommon from what I've heard from a lot of people have like transitioned from like their personal profiles into businesses. The thing that you should know about that regardless is you are always going to see a decrease in followers. People are like, oh, I thought I was following you for your personal page. Like, I thought I was like here for this, but no, like they're now here for your business. And so there's always going to be maybe a decrease in engagement, a decrease in overall just people being there, because it just changes their perspective on like what your page is going for. But once you establish that, once you have like the message and once it's clear, then you'll start attracting the right people overall. And like archiving, starting over, I've seen people do it and grow really quickly. I've seen people grow really slow, but you can have honestly 1,000 followers on Instagram or on any one of your socials. And those 1,000 followers can be completely loyal, buy absolutely anything from you. Like you don't need sometimes 10,000, 30,000, 100,000, what other people think you have to have a personal brand. Granted, like it helps brand deals to have more followers, but
don't get stuck on the number.
Exactly. Don't get stuck on the number because it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, it's interesting how you did that, because with my pivot of, you know, killing the date coach, when I brought back just the image consultant, I noticed there was a big shift. I mean, rebranding in a very minimal way, though, but it was enough that like I wanted to focus on the style and the color. And so archiving things and like, oh, wait, oh, now you're doing this. And so I think it was so important that as you're pivoting or focusing on one brand, that you're really just like dialing in with that message.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll probably see that with your profile too, of just like some people will leave, some people will stay. But I mean, regardless, it happens. And like, I think too, of like when we did that whole campaign for you of just being like, the dating coaching is dead. It was so fun for one, but two.
It's like Taylor's dead, Celeste is dead.
Yeah.
Coach is dead.
But I mean, it was dramatic and it was literally like the break that you needed. But the cool thing when that happens is like, okay, cool. Like you don't have to stay on my page. Yeah. Like you can leave it. But what you're going to see if you stay is how I transition. And like with Celeste, with working for her now, I'm 6 months. It's been a while, but we've seen like the growth. Like I show your Instagram page a lot of people when I'm like referencing the growth of clients, because you can see just the ultimate shift of like when you were a dating coach, when you were kind of pivoting into more of the image consultant lifestyle, and then now to being fully the image consultant. Seeing it on her page is unreal. So even going her Instagram, like you can scroll all the way back and then see how it's changed. But
I like to watch a journey. I like to watch a journey and an evolution. It's authentic too, and it's genuine.
Exactly.
Because we all grow and we all change. So
that's going to be the same thing for you. It's going to be like grow, change.
Same thing for
you. It's going to be fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a question for you. What would you say, what would you give advice here for people today if they're like, okay, I am looking to, and whether they come to you or not, they want to create capital for their business. If they were going to show up in front of investors, say they're looking for angel money, how would you recommend them showing up to a meeting, and even as to a certain color? Would you recommend people here like show up a certain way?
Well, definitely, you know, you want to have your books in order. If you're going to show up to angel investors, you want to make sure that you have, you know, your business plan has to be solid. Because you don't just go in, hey, can I have some money? This is a cool idea. You know, it's like, they want to see the paperwork to back it. So knowing your business plan, how to write your business plan, how to pitch that, your market research is really important. All of those factors, if you're going to go angel investor route, would be a really important things to do. Now, if you're going to go to a bank, it's a very different story, and a lot easier, I would say, and definitely not as nerve-wracking, I would say, as getting in front of a group of angel investors, convincing them that your idea is the best, you know, and like, we want to throw a few $1 million at you, you know, that's a lot harder to convince.
A little bit easier avenue for some of them.
For sure. That's why these institutions are here, and they have these structures, and you have your business bank accounts with them, you know, and you have relationships built with your banks. Like, you can go to you've got a good relationship with your banker, you know, like, ask the questions. They are there to help you. So ask as many questions as you want. Like, what do I need to get ready? You know, I've been with you for X amount of years. I'm interested in this credit card product that you just rolled out. I'm interested in this line of credit that you were telling me about. It's their job to get you into different products at the bank, you know? So, and remember, like, go in there confidently, because banks need you. Banks need you. That's how their business, runs. That's the model that it runs on, is that they can't be a bank and an institution without, you know, you. So going in there confidently. My question for you is, what would I wear to something like that?
So since you need and must show up with confidence, you know, body language is very big. I'm going to touch on just for a minute.
Yeah.
Because knowing your message, being dialed in, is going to be like huge. Like, having all the ducks in a row, and your business is all the paperwork. I don't know. That's what she knows. But walking in the right color of suit, the right fit, and the right fabric is going to make you walk in with utter confidence. You will not stutter. You will not, like, this is new. No, you're going to walk in, you're going to know, and you're going to deliver. And some of the colors you should wear are, if you're dealing with banks, purple gray. It means you're credible, you're professional, but baby blue is trustworthy, credible, and professional as well. That is, if you look at a lot of big banks, they use navy and and their colors.
Sure, I never thought about that.
And so keep in mind that just dealing with bankers, those are probably the two colors I would stick with. No black, no bright colors.
Kind of green. It's like to represent.
It does represent not money, but growth. So you could tie in a little bit of green. Maybe it's a shirt. But keep it really kind of
subdued.
Subdued, medium contrast to high contrast. High contrast, just so you guys know, is the most commanding of present. So it could be navy and white. And if you think of all the politicians, they add a little bit of red, because red's the most commanding color as well. But just, if you cannot wear high contrast, and you might not know this, it's okay, but I cannot wear high contrast. I'm a medium contrast girl. And so the reason why I chose the suit I wore last night, which was purple on top, and I wore the purple because who my audience was. My audience was business creatives and a luxurious group. So that all represents purple. And the bottom was this pale yellow. because yellow is a complementary color of purple. Okay. And so when you use a complementary color, when you're medium contrast, that sends the same message as wearing a high contrast outfit. So I strategically used my suit last night. And when I put that on, let me tell you, anybody that puts on a suit that has all the messaging dialed out will walk through any room with confidence. It's just like your superpower suit. So that, keep in mind who the audience is. Even keep in mind the bank institution, if they have certain colors that they resemble. I mean, just do a little bit of your homework. And if you don't know, you can ask Kaylee for that. If you're not sure about your messaging, Sam, the brand coach, is your person to really dial that in. Because at the end of the day, we all need confidence in all of these areas to be successful in our businesses. And it's okay to ask. And I think you can't do it all alone to be successful. Someone told me once, or maybe it was a few people I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you can do it by yourself to about $1 million. But anything past that, can't do it alone.
I would have a different difference of opinion based off of like the 10X book. Like, I would say
that. Yes. Yeah,
so, like, this is what I heard. One person. I mean, any
10X by, like, Dan Sullivan.
Okay.
That book, he references, like, a story of, like, how you, after a certain point, because you've been even talking about, like, lately, it's, like, even without your assistant, you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I need a team.
Yeah.
Absolutely need a team.
I think maybe once you get to the point of capping, I'm doing so many functions mm-hmm. that I'm going to feel like a chicken with its head cut off. Then you need a team. So, like, that could be that, but that could be at different ranges. So, you're right. That could be at $1 million. It could be, but you have to be very aware of your energy and, like, how you're feeling about things, because ultimately that could be at the $10,000. That could be like, okay, cool. I'm consistently making $10,000 a month. I need to add someone to the team. It could be consistent $5,000 a month of just hiring a slow game.
But it really depends on your business, too.
Exactly. Like, what are you doing? What are the functions? And how actually need some,
or all the facets of your business, you know,
100%.
Period. You can't do it alone.
I think that's the consensus.
That's it.
You can't do it alone.
Is there anything else like you would like to share with the audience today? That maybe something I missed, or something that ties back to really personal brand and how important it is to your business?
Yeah. Okay. And just touching on confidence, and that's really, really important, because sometimes I have to give clients some homework to do, and that might involve going into a bank to open up a bank account or something, because we need to establish a relationship with the bank. But going in there and just remembering, because I think a lot of people trip up on this, and they get really nervous for whatever reason. It's just a checking account, and, you know, and then just asking about a product that they do. But it is, it's like I'm going into this big bank, and it feels intimidating because maybe we haven't embodied our worthiness to receive that. So, you know, so that putting on a nice suit or something that makes you feel really good when you go in, and then just being prepared and honestly just have that, like, a simple conversation, getting to know somebody in a genuine way, like, you know, a banker. Like, I have a client that actually takes her banker cookies all the time. And it's just like.
Personal relationship.
It's just a personal relationship at the end of the day. That's like your most powerful asset when it comes to business funding is your personal relationships, for sure.
You know, and then is there anything else that you'd like to touch on? Come see your business and personal branding and how really tie that into, you know, confidently moving into your messaging.
Absolutely. I have this weird sense to do this. So I'm going to look directly at all of you. Look, I get it. Marketing has sucked. Marketing has been schemey, and it has been branding. People are just not authentic anymore. People take away a lot from you. You need to understand your why. You need marketing in your business. Whatever the corporations do as kicking marketing away as a first person, no, like, that's not the case anymore. You need it. It's a foundation of your business. Branding and marketing absolutely are essential. So if you don't have that to start, I mean, start there, please. Like, go back to your why, figure out your what, why, and how, and just talk to people, because your audience is going to tell you absolutely everything, but you can't just have your website anymore. You need a social media presence. You need to command that. And why I'm saying this directly to you is because I get it. I've been there. I've been the schemey social media marketing manager who's taken money from small business owners. And I'm just going to be upfront about that. But everyone has been gypped and seen the gypped and been the gypper. If, to be honest, I'm saying that and recognizing that. If I can go from that to now recognizing that I would never want to take money from a small business owner without them knowing that they're going to succeed in knowing their personal brand, knowing their brand for their business, and knowing their marketing plan, I can tell you that right now, that it's worth every single penny that you invest, and you need it. That's what I would
do. ROI, ROI.
All right, I'm going to leave you guys with one last thing too. Listen, we all put money into, you know, masterminds and growing and meeting people, networking things, and the media and the marketing and all the things. But don't forget, how you are showing up in your personal image will make or break whether somebody will do business with you. That is the first thing that someone notices, and it'll be the last thing that someone notices. So whether or not you realize how important it is, please invest. Know your colors, know your style, know the fit, know your audience, that everything matches. Know yourself mostly, because really it's about bringing all of that into your personal brand. And I just want to say thank you for being on the show, Samantha. Samantha McGinley, Polaris Creatives, Sam the Brand Coach. Thank you, Haley Hoppy. Yes, thank you so much for coming on today and just, like, having these chats and really helping people here learn more about what personal branding. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyways, oh, one last thing. Don't forget to subscribe here. If you thought this was useful, all of these tips, thank you.
Hit that like button.
Like, bye.